It is 2:22. A Virginia Politico shut down his well-known blog yesterday and started up a new business with the Redskins. He is Ben Tribbett, former writer of the progressive Not Larry Sabato blog. Tribbett's new gig mixes politics with football. He's been hired to pump support for the Redskins' name as the fight against it grows bigger.
Ben Tribbett joins us now here on WDTOP to talk about his new job. Ben, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Hey, good afternoon. Glad to be here on such an exciting afternoon after the U.S. soccer team just advanced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, your blog was pretty well known within Virginia. Why are you leaving it to work for the Redskins?
Well, I've actually did the blog for almost 10 years. I started it in April of 2005. So I hadn't done very many updates on it over the last year. It had started to become something I just didn't have the time to keep up. And it just was a good time to sort of end it since I was starting this new job. It really wasn't, I didn't end it because I was doing this, but it just was a good time to sort of have the breaking point.
So you've already been rallying behind the team and apparently helped organize that new Redskins Pride Caucus of Virginia lawmakers. How did the Redskins decide you're the guy, and what are your plans?
Well, you have to ask them how they decided I was the guy, but I was glad to get to work with a lot of the legislators to create that caucus. The legislators really started it on their own. I just provided them some support in getting everything together over that weekend. The Redskins have a lot of support in the area because of the tradition of the team, and there's a lot of pride around being a Redskins fan, and the legislators really wanted to step up to the plate and make it known that with all the things that are swirling around, especially out of Washington, D.C., that there are supporters of the team and that they support everything about the team.
Ben, you became very high profile because of a very interesting irony here. It was your blog that broke the Macaucus story.
It was.
About former Virginia Senator George Allen. He used that derogatory term for dark-skinned people during a campaign event. And that story ultimately sunk his campaign. And our question to you here today is, why, in your view, is the term Redskins okay, a term offensive to some people, while the term Macaca might not be, even though that was offensive too.
Sure. Well, that's a term that was not regularly used in the United States. So when I first broke that story, most people didn't even know what that term was. The Redskins is a name that is associated with the football team. I mean, it was created originally by Native Americans when they were negotiating in the 1700s as groups of tribes to associate all the groups of tribes together. But in modern usage, the Redskins is a term that's known for a football team. And that's what the Redskins is. And there's a lot of history there. It's something we probably can't get into in an interview that's this short, but there's a lot of history behind the team name, and there's a lot of support for it among Native Americans. There's opposition, but there's also a lot of support. You know, the Redskins are one of the most popular teams in the NFL among Native Americans on these reservations across the country. And it's because of the team name and the logo and the respect that the organization's shown them over many years that that's the case.
Whether the Redskins is just a team name or not, there still are plenty of people who find it to be an offensive term. So it seems to many people kind of equal to the term Macaca. They can't reconcile that you see one way and the other.
Well, I can't understand how people could equate that. I think that, you know, there's a with the Redskins, it's known as a football team. And you Google the Redskins, you come up with football references, and
that's because they pay the most money to get the most hits. They know how to do that.
No, that's not why. The Google doesn't do it by money. That's not how you get on Google.
Well, by
it's actually
fans.
Search engine optimization.
Right.
But it's because of popularity. And it's because that's what people are looking for. Google actually does those things by algorithms to determine what things are getting the most hits. And that's what they put at the top based on what people, when they're searching for a term, are looking for. And when you search for the Redskins, they're looking for the football team. They're looking for information about a football team. And, you know, the reason the Redskins Pride Caucus had so much bipartisan support, and by the way, it had support across different ethnic groups, it had regional support, it was a broad-based support for that caucus when they founded it on Monday, is because of the history behind the name.
All right, Ben. Well, thanks so much for coming on and talking to us about it.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Ben Tribbett, the former writer of the progressive Not Larry Sabato blog, he has now been hired by the Redskins to help defend the Redskins team name.